This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You want the news? I'm going to give you the news. Boy, you guys are demanding. You want the news? Man, what do I look like? A reporter? I do have some news, kind of bad news. How many of you guys like sleeping pills? I've taken sleeping pills. I've taken Ambien. I've tried Ambien. I tried it back in medical school when it first came out. And then when I was having headaches after I gave birth to Brock, my doctor prescribed me some Ambien so I wouldn't have to take medicine for the headaches. That would, I mean, we were having real bad migraines. And it would help. It helped me sleep. I didn't want to take it too often because I don't want to get addicted to them. I still have an old prescription of it. And I've refilled prescriptions since then. And it's very easy to take. It's almost too easy to take. You have a sleeping pill there. You go to bed. You lie there. And you're like, okay, I can fall asleep. And then you start thinking about your day. Then you think about, oh, I got to do this tomorrow. Oh, I got to do this. Okay, let me put it to memory. And then when you try to put something to memory, you up your epinephrine, right? Your adrenaline. And then you're like, okay, I need to remember. Do not forget. When I wake up at 6 a.m., do not forget this. So then you're up and you're thinking about it. And then Corey may snore, you know, and I smack him going, oh, you're snoring. Oh, what? Okay, sorry. Love you, babe. Yeah, I love you too. Then the cat. Oh, my gosh, the cat. Snow likes to stick her tushy on my pillow, so she actually put her tushy on my head. She just sat on my head. Like, pet me. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep. So now it's 11. Okay, then the dog decides to go potty. You're starting to doze off. The dog wants to get back up on the bed, even though the dog can jump on the bed. Na na na, she wants to be hand lifted. She wants a royal invitation. So now, okay, so now we're talking about 12. Well, now I gotta pee. So I get up and I go to the bathroom. Okay? Then I go back to bed. Then maybe I fall asleep at about 1, and then I wake up at about 2, 3, because again, the dog or the cat or the snoring or something, and then I can't fall back asleep. So a lot of us have anxiety about that. So we get into bed, all right, the next night, going, okay, I don't want a night like I had last night because it ruined my day. I'm just going to take something so I could sleep the whole night. Then the next day, you feel good. Like, oh, you know what, damn, I had some good sleep. So now you get into bed, you're like, okay, whoa, I don't want to have a bad night again. I had a good night last night. Logic dictates, why don't I have a good night tonight? You reach for the sleeping pill again. And just like that, you can become addicted to sleeping medications. Well, now a study, even though this isn't new information to you or I, but a study has come out saying sleeping pills may boost the risk of Alzheimer's. Especially if you take benzodiazepines and Z drugs. So your Z drugs are your hypnotics, like Ambien. They say doctors dole out benzos, like benzodiazepines, like Xanax, Valium, Clonopin, and these Z drugs. And they dole them out very easily. And so it sedates you. People like it. They don't have to work to sleep. And it helps them with any anxiety about falling asleep. Now, they say the recommended usage of these medications in Europe is no more than 4 weeks. I've seen in America no more than 1 week, depending on the prescribing information. And the reason why is if you're having trouble sleeping, you then need to have that addressed. Maybe you need some cognitive therapy or some behavioral therapy on what to think about when you need to fall asleep. You know, maybe it's a... Like, for me, it's the Hawaii waves on the beach. When I close my eyes, I put myself on the beach, right? Yeah, Michael Fassbender, you know, walks on the beach. I'm like, hi, Michael. He's like, damn, girl, you look hot in that bikini. I'm like, yeah, I do. Can I lay out in the sun with you? You look so tan. Yeah, I'm very tan in my, you know, sleep fantasy, my fall sleep fantasy. So then, here I am, very tan in a bikini. Yeah, I can wear a bikini. With Michael Fassbender on the beach. Then Michael Fassbender goes, can I give you a Mai Tai? I'm like, oh, yeah, fine, even though I don't drink Mai Tais. I'm like, yeah, sure, anything. Right? I want to look easy going. I want to look low maintenance, so I'm just going to say yes to everything you say. My eyes are still closed. Problem is my husband hears me go, Michael, Michael. Then Michael comes back with a Mai Tai, and whoops, he spills it on me. I'm like, oh, no, darn. Well, I guess I don't want to be in a wet bathing suit, so I guess I'm going to have to take off the bathing suit. All right, so anyway, to make a long story short, I don't fall asleep with my happy place. You got to make the happy place a very non-action happy place. And it has to be the type of happy place where you don't have any secondary or tertiary things that could enter it that could then take you back to work or take you back to the in-laws or take you back to a fight you had with your husband or your wife or take you back to the kids. So it has to be either the sound of waves. Now, you could use your Google Home or your Google or your Alexa to come up with sounds. You could even play sounds. I would also recommend putting the house on a little colder. The colder your house is where you got to kind of bundle up, the better it is for sleep. Good comfy pillow. You know, make sure you didn't have a heavy dinner and a high acidic dinner that makes you burp. Make sure you already peed and pooped and get all cuddly and just think about those waves. You know, or being in Michael Fassbender's arms, that works out well too. So, I mean, there's lots of things you can do, but don't think of yourself as a hero in an action movie. Don't think of sex. Never think about sex as your go-to sleep place, because that just excites you. So, unfortunately, we have such an overuse of benzodiazepines that the study carried out in the University of Eastern Finland confirmed that in addition to falls and early death that we've known about with these sleep aids, that it can increase the prevalence of Alzheimer's. Now, some people would say, wait a second here. Alzheimer's is kind of relatively new, and sleepy pills have been out, I mean, since the, I don't know, 20s, 30s, 40s. In the 60s, I think they used it a lot more. Well, remember, if you ended up smoking back in the 60s, then you probably got cancer by the 90s. So we didn't get to see you have Alzheimer's by the year 2018. So, you know, we have to kind of realize everything's relative. Now that we're living longer, we're seeing the Alzheimer's. And so, yeah, so sleeping pill use could have been related. So my suggestion is if you notice you can't sleep without taking something every night, see a medical provider and see what you can do to slowly start weaning off of it so you can get your sleep cycle back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So August writes, "Hi, Doc. Me and many of my colleagues are of German descent. And we wish to, on October 3rd, bring in native dishes and decorate and have a mini German Unity Day. The suits slammed the idea, saying it, quote, may offend others. You're Jewish. Is it because they're afraid we'll offend Jewish people? It's not about that. We celebrate Cinco de Mayo at work. Seems unfair, so I hope you don't mind me asking." Okay, yeah. Let me put this to rest. I mean, I can't speak for your bosses, but I'm Jewish, but I'm of German descent also. So they shouldn't be saying no to you because they think it's going to offend Jewish people. Most Jewish people have some German blood in them, so Germany Unity Day, celebrating the country of Germany is fine by me. My grandmother was from Essen, and then my grandfather was from Vienna, Austria. So, I mean, you know, we don't have any problem with Austria, National Day or German Unity Day. So, I hope your quote unquote suits aren't doing that because, you know, they're worried that afraid Jewish people. I can't speak for all Jewish people, but, it was the Nazis responsible for the Holocaust. That's a Nazi party. It was a political party. So I want to definitely put that to rest. Not your fault. I am a little, I'm a little concerned that, we do live in this era now where when we want to have a expression of our faith, faith or our race or our culture, it has to be screened and it has to be debated. I have an uncle who's Puerto Rican and I was in New York. And, I told him, I go, oh, that's great. I'll be able to catch the Puerto Rican Day Parade. That's wonderful. Yeah, good. So we know there's a Puerto Rican Day Parade. We know there's a Irish parade on St. Patty's Day. We know in Chicago they turn the river green. So we do have days designated for that, but it seems like the days are, it's like those are your days. They're already fixed and locked, and we don't really have days for everybody. I mean, do we really have a National German Day? I mean, I guess some people say Oktoberfest, but so at work, I guess the issue he has, the underlying issue, isn't so much the Jewish question, but if at work they celebrate Cinco de Mayo, why aren't they in October celebrating the German Day? And I can't answer that, but that may not be why you were turned down. This may have nothing to do with pleasing one culture versus the other, okay? What I notice is happening, which is really frustrating for a lot of people who work for organizations. I see this all the time. I saw this with my patients. I dealt with it in my previous jobs. Is there's a culture in many businesses and many organizations and companies where if the idea came from you, it's not going to happen. And so maybe because you wanted to come up, it's easier for management. It's less risky for management to not have all these ideas coming out and, oh, he could do this and she could do this and he could do this and she could do this. They don't have to worry about liability. They don't have to worry about anything un-PC. They don't have to worry about sexual harassment. They don't have to worry about something going wrong if they keep the status quo. So you may hear it now. We're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that. No, it's beyond your scope. No, not going to happen. No. Let's, just stick to your work. Don't bring up ideas. Now, as an employee, that could be frustrating. You have some people that are like, look, I'm good with being under the radar. Let me come in. Work on my desk, do my thing, leave when the bell rings, or, the clock says 5. Okay, let me have my job, let me have my paycheck. My life starts after work. So let me just get through work. Just leave me be. I don't have to make any waves, whatever. But then you have other people like me who love to work and love to build and love to create and love to progress. And want to know that when we came home, we made a difference. And those employees, you want a culture. You want to nurture. You want them to feel like they have importance. And, as a manager, and I get this. I mean, I was a boss, right, when I ran my practice. If a nurse was like, I want to face paint the kids when they come in to be seen, by the doctor, let's face paint, like do a kid appreciation day. Cool idea, but not practical. I would have to turn something like that down because we don't have time for kids to get face painted. And if we had a mom complain that a lollipop her kid got right? Gave the kid a rash. When we told her to bring the kid in, the kid had a rash, so we didn't know what the heck she was talking about. There was no rash. But if we had somebody that quick to complain about a lollipop, they could very easily complain about, you know, the face paint or some reaction to that. So, no, too much liability. It's easier to not do that. However, if there is something you want to do, like stickers, or you want to do a coloring contest, or you want to do, if there's something that doesn't involve us putting something on their body, go for it. So you want to, if you see your staff, you know, have this hankering, have this itch to do something, you know, or to celebrate something or whatever, you know, you may have to satisfy that. Let them satisfy that. I mean, as far as I was concerned with my staff, I didn't care how they decorated the break room. Even if they wanted to decorate the office, I was fine to decorate the office as long as there wasn't, you know, pictures of, you know, naked policemen and firemen. Right? You know, I mean, fine, decorate. Yeah, you guys want to celebrate your culture? Go ahead. I think it's great. Wonderful. You know, fine by me. We're not going to have any, you know, effects of it by it, but in some big companies, you let one person do something, then another person goes, well, you know, we celebrate this. Well, why did you let us do, you know, National Zimbabwe Day? And so it's easier for corporations to do the path of least resistance. And say no is sometimes the easiest thing to do early on. Now, I hear this all the time, especially from some of my listeners, where it's, look, I want to grow in my company and they won't let me. They don't care about my opinion. They don't ask for my opinion. When I come up with a good idea, nobody uses it. You need to find a new job. If you're the type of person that is where work is a big part of your life and you find self-satisfaction with work, you're not going to get it at that job and you're going to be unhappy. You need to find a job that allows you to grow, allows you to make a project. You know, it was interesting. I was at a Talkers Magazine conference. And David Bernstein was talking. He's a big, heavy in the industry. Good guy. And he had said, and I brought this up on air before, that everybody gets let go or fired at some point. It doesn't matter how good you are. You're going to get fired at some point. So make sure you have something to show for it that you could bring to the new job. So if you don't know, you know, where you're at in a company, and you may think, you know, this project is something that you want to do and they say no. You know, you might want to kind of rethink about, you know, building what you want to build so that you could show them if they don't let you keep your job, at least you could take that to your new job. So the big thing that a lot of corporations do, it's kind of like an abusive relationship. What a lot of corporations do is they don't want you to shine. It's like some of these abusive relationships where they won't let the wife go out. So the wife won't want to be wanted by anybody else. Nobody else will want you. Look at you. You don't do your hair. You don't do your makeup, your weight. And you're like, well, you don't let me go to the gym. You don't let me do my hair. You don't let me do any of that. And so some corporations will do that. They don't want you to shine because then somebody else will take you. They need status quo. But that's not good management. Good management is allowing there to be advancement, allowing there to be recognition, allowing there to be your making a name on something, allowing you to, see the fruits of your labor. So, good luck in October. I think it's a great idea, you know, and sorry you're having a hard time with it. 1-877-DOWN-SELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
A terror investigation is underway after an attack near the British Parliament. A man in his 20s was arrested, and we're hearing he is not cooperating with the police. Michael Balboni is a former New York Homeland Security advisor. He says it seems more and more like ISIS is going towards these sorts of attacks.
The attacks are continuing, but they are decreasing in their level of sophistication. In fact, you know, take New York. From after 9/11 to 2016, there were no successful attacks in the city. And then in an 18-month period, there were three. One, the bombing in Tribeca, with the Port Authority, mm-hmm. the ramming during Halloween. So what you're seeing is less sophistication, but they're trying to do more.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed for arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault-Newman, claiming that she broke her 2016 non-disclosure contract by disparaging the president in her new book. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're following the story on several injured after a car rams into pedestrians outside British Parliament in what they are calling a terrorist incident. They say two people have been hospitalized following what British police are calling a, quote, terrorist incident outside of London's House of Parliament on Tuesday. A man in his late 20s crashed into pedestrians and cyclists before ramming into a Parliament barrier while operating the silver Ford Fiesta. This occurred at 7:37 a.m. local time. This is according to a statement from Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Dino Basu. Basu said that one man has been released from the hospital. One man was treated without hospitalization. One woman still in the hospital for serious but thankfully non-life-threatening injuries. So the suspect, who was reportedly alone in the vehicle, was arrested on the scene. Now, there were police nearby, and is now in custody in a police station in South London. His identity has not yet been released. So they say, given that this appears given, I'm sorry, I lost the place, given that this appears to be a deliberate act, the method, and this being an iconic site, we are treating it as a terrorist incident. Vasu said in the online statement that the man is, quote, not currently cooperating with the counterterrorism command officers in charge of the investigation. Uh-oh. Oh, you better, because they're going to get James Bond on your butt. Yeah, where's Jack Bauer? Police have not found any weapons in the vehicle. He used his car as a vehicle. The BBC reported that British Prime Minister Theresa May reacted to the attack, saying, my thoughts are with those injured by the incident in Westminster, and my thanks to the emergency services for their immediate and courageous response. Now, Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, tweeted, all Londoners like me utterly condemn all acts of terrorism in our city. So, witnesses described the crash scene as a lot of screams. I guess a BBC staffer named Barry Williams told the outlet that a car went onto the wrong side of the road to where cyclists were waiting at lights and plowed into them. Then it swerved back across the road, accelerated as fast as possible to hit the barrier at full pelt. It was a small silver car, and he hit at such speed that the car actually lifted off the ground and bounced. Then police jumped, two officers leaped over the security barriers, and then the armed police vehicles all sped towards the scene. There was smoke coming out of the car. You saw people on the ground, lying on the road. It looked deliberate. It didn't look like an accident, just like what happened in New York. So, obviously, police have shut down some of the surrounding area in the wake of the attack, according to People magazine. So, you know, it's interesting because they were a terrorist expert was being interviewed on Fox News. And, you know, he was saying how these attacks that we're seeing, the more recent ones, are beginning to be less sophisticated. And I don't know if that's a weakness of these terrorist groups or if it's a strength. You know, what happened with September 11th was very intricate, took years of planning, and it did a lot of damage. But we've been able to thwart a lot of those attacks. And sometimes, and it stinks that, you know, this is the way things are, but this is how, you know, this is the kind of advice we give to our kids. You know, sometimes, you know, when you are trying to do a big, huge project, sometimes you have to kind of go back to the basics. And sometimes the basics allow you to make more movement forward than trying to tackle it more specialized. And so, unfortunately, I think these terrorists are starting to get wind of, you know, why go through extensive planning? Hop in the car and use your car. Now, some of these terrorist groups really want the quan of something so intricate like September 11th. September 11th will be a part of our history forever. It's a very, very sad day in our history. And so it may not be as sexy to have, you know, people just do this, all right, jump in the car and cause as much mayhem as you can until you get caught. You know, what are the terrorists thinking? Now, there's different terrorist groups. Okay, there's, you know, different types of people being recruited. There's still a variety of ideologies. But it all depends on what their main goal is. If they feel like they met their goal killing one single person, then we're going to see, you know, a lot less sophisticated means to do that. If they just want to cause mayhem, kill people, put people on terror, you know, on guard, then they could do that very archaically. Yet, if what they want is publicity, if what they want is fame, if what they want is to show other terror groups that they are the best of the best, and there are competitions among these terrorist groups. You did that? Yeah, we did that. Then they're going to try for the bigger and better. So I believe we have all types of things being planned and being calculated to be carried out. But the ones that really don't care about the Quan, that just want to do as much damage as they can and keep people on the fear, will use their cars. And those are going to be the hardest ones to stop. Anybody could get into a car or rent a van or rent a truck, although now they're starting to, like with Germany, they're starting to be a little bit more cautious about who's renting the truck or renting the van or, you know, buying it, etc. But they took a lorry, they call it in Europe. They call these big trucks lorries. But anybody can steal a truck and use it to cause mayhem. They can. You know, we use airplanes, not we. But airplanes were used on us as weapons during September 11th. Vehicles used as weapons is not a foreign idea. The movies have done this all the time. Well, let's have a train crash into the building, or let's make the subway the weapon. People have done that all the time. It's been glorified on TV. So terrorists will look at that going, oh, wow, you know, that's what I want to do. So, you know, what do we do, right, when we're just trying to bike to work? You know, we're just trying to hang out outside. You know, we're just trying to, you know, live our lives. What do? Well, we don't want to live in fear. Americans want to look strong. You know, we want to have this attitude of, you know, don't mess with us. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. But the truth of the matter is we are still at risk. Because it could be anybody among you. You know, in Israel, it's obviously been, threatening for, it's been a continual threat for decades, you know, where somebody can just walk into a mall with a suicide vest. Or they could just leave a package. I was in Israel once, and I haven't been there since, and I'd like to be, where they said, look, you see a lunch sack sitting there, or you see a duffel bag. Don't touch it. It could be an explosive. And so everybody kind of seems to be on alert in Israel. You know, I think it does help. You know, I unfortunately police have to chase every bag and every package, and, you know, they have teams for that. But, you know, maybe we in America have to have that, or London or anywhere else, you know, have to have that attitude of we are always aware. You know, you're not going to catch us with our pants down. The problem is, you know, our lives are so entrenched. I mean, in New York City, there's really nowhere else to go. You either have the subway or, you know, you walk on the sidewalks. There's really not a lot of other options you have. Okay, there's not a lot of room for cars. Some people Uber, but still, it's easier to just walk. Now, many of us still need to take planes, you know, to fly to places. So we still have vulnerabilities. But, you know, one way we can, you know, maybe protect ourselves and be on guard is, you know, allowing those that, states that are cautious about concealed carry, you know, maybe, rethink that. I feel very, very safe when I speak to a group where it's of a certain political leaning, where I know they're packing. When I trained in an ER, many of the doctors were packing. They just did. It was for the safety of their nurses, safety of their patients. You know, and, you know, we keep advertising, oh, this is a gun-free zone. Or, you know, no, we're anti-guns. We need more gun laws. Yet it's interesting how, you know, a lot of these bad things that happen in areas where they're gun-free. So I think we have a lot of revamping to do, and we need to approach this differently. And thank God nobody died in England today. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there is a blanket of red tide along Florida's Gulf Coast being reported by Fox News that is killing marine life. In addition to emptying normally packed beaches because there is this unrelenting stench. And Governor Rick Scott has had to declare a state of emergency for parts of the region. So he has declared Collier, Lee, Charlotte, Sarasota, Manatee, Hillsborough, Pinellas counties, which all have all state resources deployed to ensure residents are safe and businesses can recover. They say, as Southwest Florida and the Tampa Bay continues to feel the devastating impacts of red tide, we will continue taking an aggressive approach by using all available resources to help our local communities. He is issuing a declaration to provide significant funding and resources to the communities experiencing red tide so he could combat its terrible impacts. And I'm looking at pictures right now where you see the dead fish. Governor Scott says he's ordering $100,000 for additional scientists to help with cleanup efforts, and another $500,000 to help local communities and businesses struggle with the lost income as tourists flee. The governor also directed another $900,000 in grants to help Lee County's cleanup efforts. So red tide, which is something they think might have been in biblical times, what was referred to during the 10 plagues, where the water turned to blood, red tide is a naturally occurring toxic algae bloom, and it can be very harmful to people with respiratory problems. And apparently, it has spread throughout the region since last October, stretches about 150 miles from Napa to Anna Marie Island. The algae turns the water toxic for marine life, and then beachgoers will see turtles, large fish, manatees washed up dead. In Sarasota County, 11 dead dolphins have been found, and marine biologists are investigating if their deaths are linked to red tide. So obviously, people don't want to swim in the water either. Adam Stoneking, the general manager of LaBarge Tropical Cruise, said he hasn't seen the local dolphin populations recently. The fact that we aren't seeing them and that they're not in the area anymore shows just how bad of a problem this is. So the Florida Wildlife Research Institute says the number of dead and stranded sea turtles this year is nearly three times higher than average. They say more than 450 stranded and dead sea turtles have been recovered in four affected counties. And they estimate that about 250 to 300 died from the red tide poisoning. In Sarasota County, they removed more than 66 tons of fish from county beaches. The stench from the fish is making it miserable for residents and tourists to be by the water. So you see somebody standing there by the water. You don't see the water red. A lot of times these you'll see online, you know, these pictures of red. I think some of these photos are doctored up a little bit, you know. It's not really supposed to look like drippy red blood, but, they are red algae. And you see, people standing by the water, you know, holding their nose. So they say after hurricanes, we will see aggressive blooms. And if you remember, Hurricane Irma swept past Florida's Gulf Coast in the summer of 2017. And we saw a bunch of red tide affecting Florida after the powerful 2004-2005 hurricanes. So, growing anger over the large death of marine life has drawn a lot of people to protest. And it's a shame, you know, to see this. So we'll keep you guys posted at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A fund dedicated to aiding victims of sexual harassment and assault is giving $750,000 in grants to local organizations across the country. It's called the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund on Tuesday. And they announced its first round of grants to 18 groups helping support low-wage and domestic workers. Among the grantees are organizations working toward increasing education and outreach, as well as groups that offer targeted resources and services to specific demographics. Together, the grantees cover all regions of the United States. So Fatima Gross Graves, who is CEO of National Women's Law Center, that's a nonprofit that manages a fund, said since launching in January, 3,500 people have reached out to share their personal stories and ask for help. So she said it's a big reminder that harassment happens everywhere. We are seeing women working in some of the lowest paid fields contact us and some of the highest paid fields. Women in government or the military, women working at restaurants, security guards, you're seeing across from 60 different sectors. So the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund helps defray legal costs for victims of sexual harassment, assault, abuse, and retaliation in the workplace. It has raised nearly $22 million. So this round of grants is the first time the fund is giving money to outside organizations. So they want to reach victims and communities and, you know. So something like this I think is phenomenal. Like the New Mexico Coalition of Sexual Assault received a $40,000 grant, and that goes towards developing sexual assault education and outreach programs. You know, what we really need, and, you know, we always hear, okay, education. Well, you know, education. All right, so what? We're going to, you know, get everybody riled up No, we're not getting everybody riled up. Okay, you know, I agree there is a very, very fine line that we have to tread very carefully. Because there are people out there that are really getting assaulted and harassed. But then you have other people that go, you want to know what? You know, wait a second. Me too. You know, something happened, and I really think he meant to harass me. And you have groups of individuals that, you know, come forward and say they were harassed also. And so, how do you find who's telling the truth and who's not? And it stinks because any person that comes forth lying that they were a victim puts a real victim, you know, out of the spotlight and actually makes that real victim at risk of being thought of their lying as well. And that's the part that I'm hoping the education also helps. You know, we want women to know that, look, you know, if a boss grabs your butt, or a man, if a boss grabs your butt, that's harassment. Or if you don't get a job, you know, if you don't get to be promoted because you're not sleeping with the boss, that's harassment. Okay, so that's something that they need to be educated on. But we also need to educate people how bad it is if you claim you are harassed. Like, remember there was that woman that claimed that the police officer fondled her when he arrested her for a DUI. Well, the police officer had the body cam on, and you saw the footage, and no, he put her in the back of the SUV, you know, cop truck, and that was it. Yet she claimed she was. Now, I personally think that there should be laws that if you claim you were harassed and you were, that's a felony. Now, the only problem with that is a law like that will never get passed because it's all about who has the better lawyer. So you may have women out there going, you want to know what? My boss, who's a real big, rich CEO, is going to have better lawyers than me. They're going to try to prove that I lied, and then I'm going to go to jail. You know what? Never mind. So even though that's something I think a lot of us, you know, could get behind going, look, anybody who lies, you know, goes to jail. The problem is, you know, you have a really good lawyer on the other side. They can make a jury believe anything. And so you're going to be more reluctant to come forward even though you really feel you were. See, that's the big problem. You know, those of us who have been harassed or underwent things that were varying degrees of assault were afraid. I didn't want to say anything. No way. Nobody would believe me. The aftermath of it, when you come forward, is sometimes more traumatizing than the assault itself. That you say, never mind, you know what? It's in the past, let me move on because I just don't want to deal with this anymore. And you can't have such a process that's so burdensome that the victim gets victimized again. But unfortunately, that happens. And so I don't know what the answer is. You have people who are victims that are afraid to come out. You have those that do come out get re-victimized. You have people out there on the other end of the spectrum say, yeah, I was victimized when they weren't. And then you have people who weren't victimized that now their alleged assaulter is victimized and he didn't even do anything. So we have all sorts of victims. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.